This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station. Hard Rock Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket. Brought to you by the 2012 Ford F-150, built Ford Tough, and by Hungry Howie's, the official flavored crust pizza of the Detroit Lions. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lions Review. Tonight, not at the Hard Rock Cafe, into the beautiful 97.1 The Ticket Studios we go, but we hope to be back at the Hard Rock Cafe next week. Stay tuned for announcements on that, but a lot to talk about, obviously, as we are 4 days removed from a very difficult Lions loss to Houston, 34-31. A lot of layers to that. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz will join us coming up in about 30 minutes. We will chat with him. Coming up, we will also take your phone calls. You want to talk Lions, this is the place to do it. 248-539-9797. That's how you reach us. We will begin the show with Rob Sims, who joins us tonight, and we will take your phone calls with Rob as well. If you want to talk Lions, this is the place to do it. But let's first welcome in Rob Sims. Rob, good evening to you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Great to have you here. We appreciate you going with the audible here and joining us on the phone. So, Rob, in the world of brutal losses, and you guys have suffered some, this one was right up there this week.
Yeah, this one hurt pretty bad. You know, it just you put so much into it. You know, the way we were playing, and we just came up short there at the end. I mean, those hurt. I'd say the last 2 weeks, this one and the Green Bay one just hurt.
Rob, talk to me about being close. You've been in this league a while. Being close but not finishing, what's the difference? Give me something tangible as a player that you look at and say, here's what we have to do because we're right there, but we're not getting it done against the better teams.
I think it's, this league is just so competitive now. You know, you have to be as close to perfect as you possibly can. Like, some of the mistakes we made in those critical moments, those will hurt you against a good team. And Houston, they exploited that. And we just got to find a way in those critical moments. We got to make those plays. And if you look on paper and everything we've done, we're very similar to the team we were last year, except for we just missed those critical plays, critical moments, and that's really what needs to change.
Yeah, I think if you look back on it, you can pick out five or six plays that, and it's it's not an excuse. It's not the way you want to be. But if you look at it, it shows you how close this league is, that with four or five plays in different places, 4-7 becomes 6-4 or whatever, 6-5 or something like that. It's the difference between teams in this league is not very much, but it is a couple of plays a game that dictates whether you win or lose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have to agree. You know, when we're sending those offensive meetings and talking with Scott, he's always talking about, make next play the thing that opens up the game. And, that's just the way we need to think. That's the way we need to think all the time. And, you're going to make mistakes, but I'll just try to avoid them at all costs, especially in those crucial moments.
Lions guard Rob Sims is our guest. We'll take your phone calls coming up. If you want to join us, if you want to talk Lions, this is the place to do it, 248-539-9797. That's how you reach us here. Rob, I thought going back to Thursday's game, and like I said, there's a lot of different layers to this loss. There was a chance to get some separation early in that game. First of all, talk about the start. First time you guys had scored a touchdown on an opening drive since week 17 of last year at Green Bay. I know for an offensive player, that's a long time coming.
Yeah, that was a long time coming. You know, we've been working every single week to try and start faster. And, even early on in that series, we were kind of out of sync a little bit. And, just goes to show you we're making one big play to do. You know, we made a big play and then made another one and, went on down the field and got the score. And, that's the way you always envision it. You know, you sit in the locker room right before the game is, you get out there and you drive down the field and get the first score. And, after that, it just feels like, you could just roll the rest of the game. And that's how I felt we did. That's how I felt we did until, the very end there.
What in your mind was the difference? Is it the resilience the team showed? Because we have seen you guys move the ball in other drives to open games, but a penalty or a negative play or something knocked you back. What felt different about this one?
I think it was just what I said a minute ago about just a big play, like how big of a deal you know, sometimes, you know, Calvin makes a big play, it energizes you. You know, you go out there and you go in the huddle, hey, man, good play. And then the next time, you know, you're trying to make the play. I mean, he just, you know, he has that, you know, influence. And you know, when Stafford or Pettigrew or, you know, Mecole Lashore makes a big run, or Troy, you know, pops a couple big runs, I mean, it just, you know, we just kind of all feed off of that.
And that was a Calvin play for 20 yards that got you into Houston territory, and you later scored a touchdown. I thought, Rob, that there was a chance to get some separation in that game, because you scored on the opening drive, you go up 7, but then 3 drives after that, you're not able to score. And at the same time, your defense was doing a good job kind of shutting Houston down early in that game. You did get up 2 scores later, but I thought maybe early in that game there was a chance to get a couple of scores up.
Yeah, I think so. And it goes back to show you, you know, you just can't leave any points on the field. You know, especially the way we lose games, like, you know, just those, you know, a few points here or a field goal, or we get a chance to go, you know, 2 minutes at the end of the game. You know, all those points that we can get, we just can't leave them on the field. We got to have them all.
It's a different game. Now, you guys got 2 scores up in the second half, and then there was the controversial play, which we'll get to coming up. But it's a different game when you're on offense and you're up a couple scores. I mean, there's a different feel to it. The defense is back on their heels. They have to gamble a little bit. Conversely, when your defense is up 2 scores, they have the ability to take advantage of an offense that has to gamble a little bit. You guys haven't had that ability a lot this year because you haven't been up two scores a lot in games. But it is a different feel, I would think, for an offensive lineman, because the defense, really the onus is on them to make a play when you get a couple of scores up in a game.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I mean, I just think on offense, like, you know, like I said, I think we just all feed off each other. And you know, as we keep making, you know, big plays and like, you know, I feel like we've been trying to work through some things and really been getting better at some things, but then don't have anything to show for it at the end of the day. And that's kind of the most frustrating part, because I feel like we have been doing some really good things.
We'll talk to Coach in just a bit about everything that went on with the challenge flag, the touchdown that shouldn't have been, that was. Give me your take as a player, because you could feel some of the air come out of that building. You could feel anger go up and angst set in when that play happened. Give me your take as a player as to how you react when you see a touchdown that shouldn't have been and a mistake by the coach that allowed that touchdown to stand.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, for one thing, you know, we all win and we all lose together. And, you know, Coach Schwartz, he's got the toughest job on Sunday, and that's getting all 53 of us to do the right thing. And, you know, it's just so funny that it's always like, you know, when it's a crazy play or a controversial play, it always happens in our game. you know, if you go back to, you know, Chicago and, you know, and Calvin and making that catch, I mean, that changes the whole season. You know, a couple years ago, and you know, it's just so crazy how, you know, plays like that seem to kind of follow us around. But you know, and that's the thing about it, we just got to overcome. And you know, all the rest of that game, I felt like, you know, we were still overcoming that, and we were getting past that, and then, you know, just came up short at the end.
You know, and there's 2 points that you touched on there that I want to hit on as well, because Coach went to everybody he could find and said, "Look, that's on me." But the bottom line is this. Good teams find a way to overcome that. Good teams find a way to not let something like that beat them. They bounce back. You had chances to do that, but in the end, you guys weren't able to overcome. But when this team, and we'll talk to Coach, like I said, about it coming up, when this team gets to the point where you want it to be and where everybody wants it to be, that's a play that you say, okay, went against us, boom, you move on, you find a way to beat it.
Right, yeah, and I felt like we were there. I felt like we worked ourselves, you know, back in. And that is the most frustrating part, is that, you know, when we look around that room, we feel like an elite team. You know, we feel like we can score with anybody. We feel like we can defend anybody. And then, you know, just to come up short for your record not to reflect that, that's the hardest thing to take. And I think, you know, but, you know, I know all the guys in that locker room, everybody's going to keep on working until we get it right. You know, until they tell us we can't anymore. I mean, that's just the attitude, and that's why we've had the success we have had. But you know, we just gotta get over the hump.
Rob, you alluded to the craziness that sometimes seems to follow the Detroit Lions, and I've been here for a while now, and I've seen it, and it's a little bit scary sometimes, because it seems like, you're right, anything bad that can happen seems to happen, and as a player, you can't have that mindset. As a player, you have to believe it's on you. But after a while, do you kind of look at it and say, how in the world does this keep happening, and when in the world will it stop?
You know, I just remember sitting on the sidelines after that and looking at Dominic Raiola. And, you know, we had just, you know, that play, I think that series before, we had just gone down and scored, so we're all excited on the sideline. But I just, you know, looked at him and be like, can you believe this happened? You know what I mean? It's just unbelievable to see something like that unfold and that be the reason, one of the reasons why we end up losing the game. You know what I mean? It's just hard.
Our guest is Rob Sims. This is Lions Review. We are not at Hard Rock Cafe tonight. We hope to see you back out there next week. We are in the studios at 97.1 The Ticket. We're talking with Rob. Head coach Jim Schwartz coming up in just a bit, and we will chat with him about the loss and look ahead to the Colts as well. You look at where this game went and how it happened, and I think the key thing is what we just talked about. Plenty of opportunities to win the game, and I would imagine that as you've had 4 days to kind of reflect upon that, it's those plays that got away that probably sat with you.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, that old saying, football is a game of inches. I mean, you see that, you know, you saw, you know, another inch, another yard, you know what I mean? You know, a better block, better throw, better catch, you know, it changes, you know, that whole game is different. Just on, you know, one or two of those plays. And that's the, you know, like I said, I know we keep using the word frustrating and but that, you know, that's what it is. I don't have another word for it. It's just, you know, we go and we grind every single day and, you know, see something like that unfold. And, you know, you go back to work tomorrow and you get another chance to make it right on Sunday.
I want to talk to you about some of the other things that happened in that game. Rob, hang in there for just a second. We'll come right back. We'll continue our conversation with Rob Sims. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Lions head coach Jim Schwartz will join us as well. We will chat with him about the loss to Houston and look ahead, as we said, to the Colts as well. When we come back, we will do it with your phone calls. If you want to join us, you want to talk Lions, some thoughts on the game, some thoughts looking ahead, some thoughts on the state of the team. We'll open up the phone lines, 248-539-9797. That's how you reach us. Dan Miller, along with Lions guard Rob Sims, right here on Lions Review. We'll step aside and come right back with your calls. Stick with us. 97.1,
The Ticket. Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the CoffeeWare Garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Weingarts have you covered from sales to service with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkston, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
For your next big move, choose Budget Truck, the preferred truck rental company of the Detroit Lions. As a loyal fan, you can save 15% when you mention code LIONS. Visit budgettruck.com/Lions or call 1-800-566-8422 to book your truck today. Offer subject to availability at participating locations. Blackout dates apply. Taxes, fees, and surcharges are extra. Cannot be combined with other offers. Renter must meet budget qualifications. Full terms and conditions available at budgettruck.com/Lions.
Hi, I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright and Philippus. We're proud to be Michigan's largest home health care provider, but we didn't achieve that distinction overnight. For more than 60 years, we've been working hard to make people's lives better and easier. Whether it's a custom-made knee brace, diabetic supplies, portable oxygen, or a wheelchair lift, we are uniquely prepared to provide the personalized care you expect and deserve. We have more locations and offer more products than any other local company. No one can match our variety of customized services, and no one accepts more insurance plans. Wright & Flippus is truly your complete one-stop home health care solution. If you or a loved one need anything for home health care, know that you can trust Wright & Flippus.
Wright & Flippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
Get a full serving of comfort at Big Boy with our delicious new comfort dinners like bacon mac and cheese, knife and fork fried chicken breast, and our spaghetti and meatballs. And finish up your meal with pumpkin pie. Just $1.49 a slice with any purchase.
It's your Big Boy.
Last year, I had a heart attack. It happened when I was throwing the football around with my son. He's a tough kid, but he looked pretty scared when I told him to go in the house to get his mother. The doctors and nurses in Oakwood, they were just incredible.
The cardiovascular team at Oakwood specializes in making sure dads are there to teach their sons how to throw a football. To learn more about our advanced cardiac care and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
If radio were a sport, the Ticket wins the division, the conference, and the world championship.
97.1 The Ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And this is, in fact, Lions Review. We are live in the 97.1 The Ticket studios. We'll be back at Hard Rock Cafe next week, we hope. Stay tuned for more information on that. We are talking with Rob Sims, Lions guard. When we come back in just a little bit, it'll be Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Plus, we'll get to some of your phone calls at 248-539-9797. Rob, of all the things that you can be frustrated about, and I know we've talked about some of the close calls that have you guys sitting at 4-7 right now. You look at it in the playoff picture right now, Seattle sitting at 6-5 with a 6-5 record is in the playoffs if the season ends today. Tells you if you turn a couple of those close losses around, you're right there where you want to be.
Yeah, and frustrating is not the word for that. Just to be even after all this going on, to still be somewhat kind of close to, you know, a couple more wins and things being different, you know, that's everything.
You're a professional. You're paid to play. But when it feels like you're kind of getting kicked in the teeth every week, is it tough to keep coming back? Is it tough to keep putting the effort there? Because clearly the effort, if not the outcome, has been there for you guys, even in a three-game losing streak.
Yeah. You know, I think when you're a prideful person and you are a professional and treat yourself as such, that it's not hard for you to come back. You come back because, you know, you want to come back. You want to change that bad feeling you got in your mouth, and it makes you work harder. And you know, all the guys in the locker room, that's what they are. We're all very, very prideful people. You know, we take our job serious, and you know, starting tomorrow, we'll come back and get ready because that's all we can do.
Lions will get back to work tomorrow. They'll get set for the Indianapolis Colts coming up this week. That game will be at Ford Field as the Lions try to snap that losing streak and pick up their fifth win of the year. Rob Sims is our guest. We'll get to your phone calls coming up in just a moment. If you want to join us, you can dial us up 248-539-9797. If you want to talk Lions, this is the place to do it. Rob, let me get to some specifics on this game. Give me some your take on the running game. Not a huge amount of yards, but in terms of efficiency, 4.6 yards per carry. As you kind of reflected back on the running game in this one, what did you see?
I think we hit some good holes. I think Houston is really good up front. You know, J.J. Watt and Antonio Smith, that people don't talk too much about. You know, they're really good. They're really good up front, and you know, we just kept chipping away at it, and I think we ended up with like 106, and then Joy hit that long touchdown, and I don't know how many explosive plays we had, but you know, stats wise, as far as the offense goes, they're pretty decent numbers. So, you know, I think we feel good about, you know, all that stuff. I just think it's the, you know, like I said, it's those critical moments that we missed.
Two, depending upon how you define explosive plays, two runs for over 20 yards, and they were your first runs for over 20 yards this year. And if there's anything that's been missing in the running game, maybe it is those explosive plays. It's those big plays that change field position, because you pick up 20 yards in a pop, chances are you're going to be down getting in close to scoring territory, or at least in plus territory getting where you want to be. That's a good sign, I would think, that you were finally able to get a couple of those, because in the running game, that's one of the things that's been missing this year.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, that's one thing we're missing is that home run in the run game. And, you know, we're working on developing that, and it's getting better every week.
Well, and certainly, I think going into the season, a lot of people thought that your home run hitter would be Javid Best. I think that he was the guy that can kind of turn 5 into 25 very quickly, and not having him, I think not having some of the speed back there has been exposed at times. Riley Reiff got his first start in this game. Your take on how he played? He's a guy who's gotten some experience in there as that extra blocker in a lot of different formations. But with Jeff being out, he was called on to come into this game and to play against a very formidable defense and two very good edge rushers that Houston has.
I mean, you know, a good thing about Riley is he's just fearless. You know, he really isn't, you know, nothing I saw during the week or in the game when, you know, was shaking him up at all about it being his first start. I mean, he handled it like a professional. Went out there and he did his best. And, you know, I'm sure some things that he would like to improve on, but he went out there and battled those guys all game.
So, okay. So, Rob, you don't ever see any change in that kid either, because I know when we talk to him, you want to check him for a pulse. I mean, does he ever get heated up? Do you ever see any excitement, or is he just flatlined the whole way? And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but you talk to him and it's like, dude, are you in there? Are you in there? And then He just goes out and plays.
Yeah, I mean, you might not see, you know, so much emotion from Riley, but I think that's just him. And he's just, you know, his kind of attitude and the way he goes about his business is just very professional, like somebody else on a regular job. This is what I'm good at. This is what I do. And, you know, I'm more of an emotional guy and enjoy getting fired up and enjoy, you know, being like that and having a good time out there. And, you know, Riley's just the opposite. You know what I mean? He's out there doing his thing, you know, we'll make a good play and look at each other and stick his hand out and shake my hand and that's it. We go back in the auto. So it's going to be interesting, you know, to learn to play with him down the road. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And people ask all the time, well, what are the football players like? You know what? There's 53 of them. They all have different personalities. And Riley's one of those guys that is just laid back way laid back. Just some thoughts, Rob, because I know you have an appreciation for how difficult it is to play this game. Jeff Backus counting a playoff game, 187 consecutive starts. I know for that group in there, it was difficult to not have him. I know you guys felt for him, but your thoughts on what he was able to do in putting that kind of streak together and answering the bell every single week?
I mean, I think it's an unbelievable run. I was talking to him, and he said he hadn't missed a game since seventh grade. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's crazy. But I mean, that's just Jeff. And you know what? He fought to the end to play in this game this week. I've never seen anything like it. You know, hey, you know, Jeff, you probably don't need to come back. He just stayed in there and fought. You know, watch film until 7 o'clock at night, like he usually does, and stayed around the building and nothing changed. Because that's just who Jeff is.
Yeah, I think they were holding out hope maybe until the very end, as you indicated. I think a lot of people just assumed he was going to be out, but he fought it, and he did everything he could to try to get ready for that game. Didn't work out. You know, you and I have talked about some of the tough guys that you have had to play against, and a guy like a Justin Smith or Jared Allen. Give me some thoughts on J.J. Watt and the kind of player that he is.
You know, I think, you know, after watching that film, I think, you know, we said that when we got on that field, we said we were going to take it to him and be tough with him and be nasty with him. And I think Peterman did a really good job of doing that, and guys did a good job of doing that. And, you know, you're looking at a guy, that's just unbelievable talent. I mean, for us to go out there and be nasty with him and throw him around and he not quit and still get some of the stats that he got, I mean, he's a good player.
Rob,
he's a great player.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most explosive defensive players that's in the league right now. A couple of critical plays in this game, late in regulation. You have two third downs from your 36, each ended in a sack. Just your thoughts on what happened on those plays, because those were plays that were critical because they took you out of field goal range and out of that possibility to add to that lead.
You know, they came and they ran some games at us and attacked us with some line games, and they ran them well, and we came up short. That hurts to say, but that's what happened. We didn't get it done well enough, and it's something that we knew right away when it happened in the game, and it's stuff that we're usually good at and we can handle. With some of the things that we had going on. With the line, it just wasn't there that day. But I think we fought hard all day long, and that's just crazy how a couple plays can make you feel real bad after doing 58 good. Those two that you don't do well, that make you feel real bad.
Were those the plays, Rob, that you kind of went back to as you reflected on this game? Plays that took you out of field goal range at a critical time when you kind of put this game and. I'm sure the turkey probably didn't taste as good as you wanted it to on Thanksgiving, but when you thought back on this game, were those the plays that, as an offensive lineman, you said that's where we needed to be better?
Yeah, and those were the plays. And the funny thing about playing in this league is that every single game is going to be a couple plays that you look back and you go, man, I wish I could have had that one back. Now, the difference is when you win it, it's not that big of a deal. And when you lose the game, it's a huge deal. And it sucks that you change one of those plays, it can change the game.
Rob, turn the page for me. You got the Indianapolis Colts coming up this week. They're a team that surprised some people. They're at 7-4. They are right in the thick of the playoff race in the AFC. Just some early thoughts on them and what it's going to take to come out with a win, snap this streak, and get a win in the home field.
I think they're a good team. I think we're going to have to. I think we're gonna go out there and we're gonna have to play them tough. We're gonna have to play them hard, and there's no pushover games in this league anymore. There's just not. So, starting tomorrow, we're gonna get ready to go and put our best effort out there on Sunday.
It's interesting too. There'll be a lot of talk about big picture and 4-7 and stuff like this. Everything we've talked about comes down to bring it full circle: a play here, a play there. So as you get ready, you're not getting ready for an entire game. You're getting ready for a play. You're getting ready to go out there and make that play 65, 70 times in a game.
Yeah, it's about the little things at this point, about the little things.
Rob, great stuff. We appreciate the time as always. Thanks for being flexible and joining us on the phone here, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the line.
Okay, no problem.
There he is, Rob Sims, joining us right here as he does each and every week. And a lot of layers to this game. There are a lot of things. There's the obvious play that people are talking about with the touchdown that shouldn't have been and the challenge that wasn't allowed. By rule, and there are missed opportunities. There's a field goal that could have won it. There's two sacks late in regulation that if they don't happen, you got an opportunity at a long field goal to try to make something happen. And it's a game that boiled down to a couple of plays, high profile, and some that weren't as high profile that could have spelled victory. And, you got to find a way to overcome. I mean, ultimately, that's what good teams do. Super Bowl champions are challenged. Super Bowl champions have things that go against them. Playoff winners have things that go against them. You find a way to overcome it. When we come back, we'll talk with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, get his take on some of the things that happened on Thanksgiving Day against Houston as the Lions fell for a ninth consecutive time in their holiday game. They will now turn the page, get set for the Indianapolis Colts coming up this week at Ford Field. When we come back, the head coach right here on Lions Review.
97.1 The Ticket. Traffic.
Well, this traffic report is brought to you by DTE Energy. 696 eastbound near Greenfield. We've got an accident that's got your shoulder blocked. Traffic slow, but other than that, we're looking good. DTE Energy now offering a $3 instant discount on select energy-efficient LED holiday light strings at participating Aco hardware stores. Visit DTEenergy.com for more information. I'm Holly Hutton, 97.1 The Ticket.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
The new CBO from McDonald's. A delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
Toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA, estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews. I get to see a lot of breakout players, but the secret to winning? Team. That's why in business, I recommend the Cintas team. You know them for uniforms, but they also have tile and carpet cleaning, restroom supplies, document shredding, fire and first aid services. And only Cintas has Carhartt rental workwear. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit cintas.com/radio. And bring in the team with the white truck.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
Get a full serving of comfort at Big Boy with our delicious new comfort dinners, like bacon mac and cheese, knife and fork fried chicken breast, and our spaghetti and meatballs. And finish up your meal with pumpkin pie. Just $1.49 a slice with any purchase.
It's your Big Boy.
Now here's some history for you. Labatt Blue wasn't always called Labatt Blue. In 51, we called it Labatt Pilsner Lager. But when folks got hold of its easy-drinking taste and distinctive blue label, they nicknamed it Blue. The name stuck, and we stuck it on the label. Since then, you've made Labatt Blue the number one Canadian import beer in the world. And you said you didn't like history. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in three spicy flavors your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Now that's an idea.
Hungry?
Howie's!
Be a part of the ticket. Download the Audio Roadshow app. Maybe you'll get your 10 seconds of glory. Go to 971theticket.com. This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Yes, it is the Lions Review. Normally at the Hard Rock Cafe. Tonight, we are in the 97.1 The Ticket studios. Hope to be back there next week. We were joined in the first half hour by Lions guard Rob Sims. We went back over the loss to the Texans, looked ahead to the Colts as well. We will now welcome in Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Coach, good evening to you.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm well, thanks. Appreciate the time as always. Coach, let me start with the news of the day, and that's Ndamukong Suh, play reviewed by the NFL. No suspension. As I came on the air, I was still hearing possible fine, but your reaction to that announcement or that release from the league today?
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, no surprise at all there. You know, Ndamukong's been flagged one time all year, and that was for an offsides. I think he's done an outstanding job of of sort of adjusting his play to not have the personal fouls and some of the things that the league wanted him to do. And there's a situation, I didn't see it during the game, but I saw it afterwards. I mean, he's facing away from the player. His legs got up in the air mainly because he was held. I think that rightfully so, he wasn't suspended.
So, Coach, as some people may talk about his previous actions and that he's a repeat offender or something like that, which was one of the league officials that said that, your point would be, in so much as you want to take that into consideration, you also have to take into consideration the fact that his penalties this year and his actions this year have been much better.
I mean, you say penalties. I think he's had one offside.
Right. No, that's what I mean, that it's been better this year.
Yeah, I mean, so that's really not a badge of honor for us. We don't judge ourselves on how few penalties we have, but, you want to play hard, you want to play aggressive, you want to play fast, and, he's been able to do that this year without getting penalties. And, I think that if it's any other player, that it probably doesn't even get mentioned twice. But, obviously, they had last Thanksgiving on their mind, probably.
Coach, let's get to the layers in this game, and there's a lot of them because it was a wild back-and-forth game. The play that's obviously generated the most conversation, the touchdown that shouldn't have been, and the challenge by you. First of all, just right off the bat, this was not a case of not knowing the rule.
Oh, no, I know the rule. It was a case of me being mad that the play continued. And, you can't challenge a scoring play or a turnover. But, I just saw the play and knew he was down. And after not getting the challenge earlier in the game, it was – and this happened to us at Green Bay last year. It was like, oh, here we go again. We have to challenge another one, and now I'm going to be out of challenges. But the thing that's interesting with it, I mean, obviously, know the rule. But there's – we've had opponents that have thrown challenge flags on things that they can't challenge, and the officials just pick it up and go back. I mean, if it's not a scoring play, if somebody throws a challenge flag on some other play and it's not challengeable, there's no penalty. They just hand them the flag and they're done. But if you throw it on a scoring play or a turnover, it's a personal foul. The thing that's interesting with it is you don't even lose a challenge or a timeout, which seems to be a little better penalty for it. If you throw it, you get charged a timeout or you lose a challenge because they basically say, hey, you can't challenge that. But regardless, that's not a situation I should put the team in, and it's just overreacting to a call that's on the field. I mean, he was obviously down, everybody on the field saw it, but they let the play continue and just overreacted to it.
Coach, in terms of an overreaction, one of the things that you ask your players to do is maintain their composure on the field. Here's a situation where that didn't happen with you on the sidelines. What do you take away from that?
I just got to be smart. I mean, that's not a situation where I need to hurry up and make that assessment. There's sometimes where you have to hurry and throw a challenge flag because an opponent is trying to get a jump or they're trying to run fast and get the next play off or one of those. And that's just one of those situations that you just gotta be able to learn to not react. And it's difficult. I mean, there's a lot of things it's difficult for players not to react to. It's difficult for coaches not to react to. When you're on the wrong side of a challenge like we were early in the game, and that would have been a huge play in the game, and, really surprised that that one wasn't overturned, which would have given us the ball around midfield. I think we had a 7-point lead at that point, which would have been a huge momentum thing. You just need to not react in the future to something that's happened in the past. And I was still probably carrying that one with me when I threw the challenge flag.
Coach, when you take the job that you have and you become a coach or an assistant coach in the National Football League, you take the good with the bad. You've taken a lot of shots over the last 4 days for this play and for what's happened. Does that make it more difficult to turn the page? Has there been a couple of sleepless nights where you're thinking, how in the heck did that happen and how in the heck did I put myself in that situation?
Well, I mean, particularly at the time that I did it, I mean, after it happened, all they could do is own up to it and move on to the next play, move on to the next game when the game was over. And scrutiny is there's nothing new to this job. Everything we do gets scrutinized. There's there's not many people that that think they can throw the ball like Calvin Johnson or catch or throw the ball like Matt Stafford or catch it like Calvin Johnson. But, you know, everybody's an armchair coach, and, you know, and you know, it's one of the things that's great about this league. You know, everybody's so interested in it and things like that, and that comes along with the job. And when you make good decisions, a lot of times they fly below the radar. I think our clock management and things like that have been very good this year. But you go and you make a mistake, I mean, it's obvious to everybody that you do it. And that's it's no different than players. You know, it takes a special kind of player to put himself out there, you know, whether you're a quarterback, a wide receiver, a defensive back, particularly those positions where everything you do is on display for everybody. But you have to have the confidence that if you make a mistake, you put it behind you and move on to the next play. And that's what the best players in this league do, and that's what the best coaches in this league. I'm not the first coach to make a mistake. You know, you just have to. I mean, we make a lot of mistakes within games. They're just not as public as what happened to us on the sideline with that review.
Coach,
I mean, there's been other coaches, like I said, that have done the same thing, except. You know, it wasn't as obvious a play. If it wasn't so obvious, probably wouldn't have even overreacted. But that's the thing. It was frustrating. It was such an obvious missed call that you just got to leave that flag in your pocket.
Yeah, I think that's what kind of gets lost in some of this is just a brutal miss by the officials on the field. I mean, I don't even know how you let that play keep going. But, Coach, separate conversation, okay, about the rule, and you touched on it a moment ago. You took the blame. You're not looking for a soft landing here. What's done is done. But the rule itself, when you look at the spirit of the rule in that it precludes the officials from getting the call right, does that make sense? If they want to penalize you yardage, but it doesn't make any sense. And I can't think of another rule in the world of sports or the NFL in particular that precludes the officials on a reviewable play from getting it right.
Yeah, I mean, that's as I mentioned that after game. That's the thing that's most disappointing about that rule is that the whole idea behind replay is to get it right on the field. And obviously, you know, it wasn't right on the field, and then they preclude the right to be able to get a replay, which, you know, like I said, there's a lot of other situations that, you know, we've had a couple of them this year that coaches have thrown challenge flags and the officials just hand the flag back to them and say, hey, you can't challenge that one, coach. And there's no timeout charged. There's no challenge issued. There's no penalty enforced. But when it is a scoring play or turnover, then you have that situation. Hey, it is what it is. I mean, we don't make the rules. We just got to play by them. And, obviously, I need to do a better job of not putting the team in that position. It costs us 7 points.
All right, Coach, hang in there for 1 sec. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk about some of the other things that happened during this game as the Lions fall to the Texans. Now look forward to a game with the Colts coming up this week. This is Lions Review. Our guest is Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. We will step aside. Come right back. Stick with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1 The
Ticket. Hey, want to watch the game this weekend on my huge new high-def TV? We had to take down some family photos to make room for it, but it's just like being there.
Thanks, man, but I prefer live def. I will be there.
I thought that was sold out.
With NFL Ticket Exchange powered by Ticketmaster, you can score seats from season ticket holders and other fans who can't make it, or sell your tickets if you can't make it.
What about fakes?
Not a chance. I know my tickets are good before I get to the gate because NFL Ticket Exchange is the only official resale marketplace of the NFL. You get in guaranteed. But first, you got to go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Got an extra ticket for me?
Sorry, but don't forget to look for me in the stands.
And don't let me forget that website.
It's NFL.com/ticket exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, is the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
And this is the first therapy session with Pepsi Next. Now, why did you come to see me?
Doctor, I've been feeling a little misunderstood.
Yes? And why is this?
Well, I have all the real cola taste, but 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi. I'm not diet, I'm not regular, I'm Pepsi Next.
Aha! We are dealing with a cola complex. You need to make the world believe you're your own cola.
I keep telling people I'm a delicious cola, but no one seems to get it.
Well, have they actually tried you? Hmm?
So what you're telling me is that if they drink it, they'll believe it.
Ah, precisely.
Pepsi Next. Real cola taste, 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi, and crazy enough to be true. Head to Facebook.com/PepsiNext to learn more. Drink it to believe it.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
Why just watch the game when you can experience it with a Sony HD TV? Catch every play with razor-sharp picture clarity, intense color, ultra-clear motion, and truly transcendent picture quality that helps you feel like you're part of the game. Sports, HD movies, and even YouTube clips come alive with unprecedented detail and astonishing color from Sony's exclusive X-Reality Pro engine. Visit your local ABC warehouse and see the game on Sony's best picture ever.
The folks over at Oakwood removed a tumor on my spine with a robotic system that used this high-energy beam. I called it RoboDoc. I asked them if it could remove a tattoo with my old girlfriend's name on it. They said it couldn't, but the tumor's gone and they saved my life.
The oncology team at Oakwood specializes in making sure funny people never lose their sense of humor. To learn more about state-of-the-art cancer treatment like the CyberKnife and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
Lions fans, American Coney Island is pleased to announce that it has teamed up with Ford Field to bring their 95-year tradition of Detroit's original Coney Dogs to the home of the Detroit Lions. Now you can enjoy American Coney Island's award-winning Coneys at every Lions home game this season. Located on the lower level near Gate B, the Detroit Lions and American Coney Island. Any way you top it, it's a winning combination. For your next big move, choose Budget Truck, the preferred truck rental company of the Detroit Lions. As a loyal fan, you can save 15% when you mention code LIONS. Visit budgettruck.com/Lions or call 1-800-566-8422 to book your truck today. Offer subject to availability at participating locations. Blackout dates apply. Taxes, fees, and surcharges are extra. Cannot be combined with other offers. Renter must meet budget qualifications. Full terms and conditions available at budgettruck.com/Lions.
Every shot, every save, every pitch, every basket. Heard here. 97.1,
the ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back. A couple of minutes left with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz before we give way to Pistons basketball coming up tonight. Pistons out at the Palace. We will continue our conversation here. Coach, you know, leaving that play behind, but moving on and what it meant in the game. It's garnering a lot of talk. People are obviously buzzing about it. But the fact is, when this team gets to where you want it to be, you overcome that play because you had other chances to win that game. That play doesn't lose the game for you in and of itself.
No, I mean, there's a lot of plays in the game that you could say the same thing for. You know, and what just comes down to is make one play. I mean, you could look when they're driving late in the game. We have a fourth down. They have a fourth down where they're going for it. We could just stop there. You know, game most likely won. You know, there's a bunch of them. But, you know, that's why it's just nature of the game. You know, that's why they say it's a 60-minute game, and, you know, they all count. There's a lot of things that occur in the game. You just need to make one more play than your opponent. And we had a lot of chances to do it, and we didn't.
Coach, two straight sacks taken by Matthew on two possessions late in regulation where if you don't take a negative play, you got a chance possibly at a long field goal. If you get a couple of yards, all that much better. Your thoughts on those two plays because they turned out to be critical at the time that they happened.
Yeah, we were right on the fringe of field goal. We were probably, you know, maybe a yard out or something like that on both of those. And, you know, if we just get any kind of positive play, we'll have a chance to kick a field goal and go up two scores in that situation. Those are times that you just can't take a sack. You can't take a lost yardage play. We can't have, you know, a penalty, a lost, you know, the false start or holding penalty or something like that that gets it out. The sack does basically the same thing. You know, then again, you also don't want to make a mistake and throw the ball too quick and make a mistake and turn the ball over at midfield. You can still, you know, punt and, you know, and try to pin them back, which we, you know, Nick Harris was able to do, get some pretty good punts and get them down and try to be able to play field position in those situations too. But, yeah, we got to be able to find a way to get a little a few yards, give Jason Hansen a chance to put us up 10 in that situation.
Coach, overall, six straight possessions between the end of regulation and overtime where you got the ball into Houston territory but not able to score. If any of those, not just the two that we spoke about a moment ago, any of those result in points, probably ends the game, save for a field goal in the first possession of overtime, which would have given them the ball. But suffice it to say, it's got to be disappointing when you look at that sheet and realize that you were down in there six times and were not able to cash in any.
Yeah, it was. You had that feeling in the game. Hey, we just need to give Jason a chance. And then, we got the interception. Chris Houston made a great play to get us the interception. And we're obviously within his range, and we finally got him a chance. And we weren't able to capitalize on that either. So, yeah, it's certainly a situation that you got to be able to come out with some points in some of those. And we also need to give credit to our opponent. Houston's near the top in just about every category in defense. Our offense did a great job the whole game up until that point. We moved the ball, but particularly those last six drives, we got just across and they tightened up and didn't allow us to score in any of those.
Coach, level of concern for, if there is one in your mind, for Brandon Pettigrew. It seems drops have been an issue and then a critical turnover in this game.
Yeah, the turnover was the thing that hurt the most. I mean, you got a chance to be able to make a play, and he did. Made a great run after the catch, but then cost with the fumble. I mean, again, that's a situation where we're probably already in field goal range right there and be able to give Jason Hansen a chance to get that one. And that's one when you get in scoring range, ball security has to be, really override anything else. And, they did a good job. It's one of the reasons that we kicked the last one on third down instead of fourth. Number one, if you had a really bad snap, you could just fall on it and still at least have a shot for a longer field goal. But number two, on that second down play, they were grabbing at the ball so much from our running back that, we didn't want to risk another turnover, and you give Jason Hansen that chance to be able to go on the field. So, when you do get in chances like that, particularly in overtime in games, you got to be able to protect the ball. Scoring opportunities win the game in those situations. It's not like the first quarter or, second quarter, like you said, that you have plenty of other opportunities to sort of overcome that along the rest of the game.
Coach, you mentioned those two runs that preceded the field goal attempt by Jason Hansen. Were the sacks that you suffered late in the fourth quarter, did they kind of take you out of the mindset of throwing the ball and trying to get a little bit closer in that situation?
Well, we were trying to get closer with run. Just because we run it doesn't mean we're not
right.
Trying to get any closer. We're certainly trying to get closer, but, you drop back to pass, there's a potential for a holding penalty, and they have some really good defensive linemen. You could get a pass batted and intercepted. You could throw an interception. You could take a sack. I mean, there's a lot of situations there that once you're in field goal range that, you don't want that, going on. We had a play, I think the series before, with Ryan Broyles, where Matt tried to throw a little back shoulder to him, and Ryan got his hands on it and almost made a great catch, and then the ball looked like it popped up and they had intercepted, and it turned out it hit the ground. But there's a lot of those opportunities, and we're never going to apologize for giving Jason Hansen a chance to win the game. He's a great kicker. He's done it over the course of time. We have tremendous confidence in him. We did it earlier this season with Philadelphia. You get him out there, and we have made a defensive stop, get in field goal range, and let him go end it. We did it last year at Minnesota, and anytime that we have a chance to put him on the field to win it for us, we have a lot of confidence, regardless of what happened on Thanksgiving.
Coach, you called on two rookies in this game. Quick thought on what you saw from Broyles and what you saw from Riley Reiff.
Well, Broyles obviously, had over 100 yards. He's still a developing player. There's still things that, he can do just a little bit better. But I think you can see, number one, his progression as he's gone from, sort of a bit player that didn't have any catches over the first few games to all of a sudden being able to be a 100-yard receiver. He's a very good run after the catch player. He's smart. He's savvy. I think we're just scratching the surface with him. It was Riley Reiff's first opportunity to get out there. I thought he battled. I thought, he's a tough guy. He always is going to play hard and play at a high tempo. He got a penalty early for hands to the face, but, you know, did a pretty good job out there, and he'll get better as he gets more experience.
Coach, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck this week as you get set for the Colts, and we'll see you out at the park.
All right, thanks, Dan.
All right, there he is, Lions head coach Jim Schwartz joining us as they turn the page on the loss to the Houston Texans, get set now for a game against the Indianapolis Colts. We will step aside. We appreciate you listening, making us a part of your Monday night. Be back at Hard Rock hopefully next week. Coming up next, Pistons basketball. The Diesel, Mark Champion, Rick Mahorn, the whole crew. We're out of here. Good night, everybody.
The Ticket. Traffic.
Well, this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. We have just one problem on our roads right now. 696 eastbound near Greenfield Road. We still have an exit that's got your left shoulder blocked and slowing traffic down. Don't miss the big one. Kohl's biggest 50% off sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide for everyone on your list. 2 days only this Tuesday and Wednesday. Kohl's. Expect great things. I'm Holly Hutton, 97.1 The Ticket.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty. Built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on four-drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2-5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in three spicy flavors, your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Now that's an idea.
Hungry? Howie's!
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Have you ever got a windbreaker from the phone company? How about a barbecue apron from your realtor? Not likely. Point is, when you choose Labatt Blue, we show you how much we appreciate it by giving you stuff. It's our way of rewarding you for staying true to the good stuff. Visit LabattBlueRewards.com and receive 100 points towards your first reward. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
Get a full serving of comfort at Big Boy with our delicious new comfort dinners like bacon mac and cheese, knife and fork fried chicken breast, and our spaghetti and meatballs. And finish up your meal with pumpkin pie. Just $1.49 a slice with any purchase.
It's your Big Boy.
Players don't score half a goal.
make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the Coffee Word Garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Tonight's Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review Show was brought to you by the 2012 Ford F-150, built Ford tough, and by Hungry Howie's, the official flavored crust pizza of the Detroit Lions, on Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket.
WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station. 97.1.
Your teams, your life, your sports station.
97.1, The Ticket.